Blog Talk Radio.
Another new year. I haven't done anything in the new year. I don't believe I have. So, welcome back. This is a good another day, a good day to be alive. Every day is, even on the bad days. So the ocean, I get straight to it. I'm not even gonna, beat around the bush. Hopefully your day's going well. We got some snow for days here around where I am, and it's I enjoy the snow, but the cleaning up the snow is the part that's a little annoying, but you just appreciate that too. You try to anyway. Another experience in dealing with weather. Some people don't ever see snow, so some people want it that way. I'd rather have all four seasons. It's just nice to have the variety in weather, but to each his own, whatever floats your boat, as they say. So the ocean. I've just seen a movie, feel good movie called Soul. To me, it was a good movie. I'm not nitpicky when it comes to stuff. I feel like there is a gray in between good and bad movies, but if the movie's good, I just say it's good. So to me, it was a good movie, and it was a quote that stood out to me, and I'll read it real quick. I try not to be long. It says, I heard this story about a fish. He swims up to the older fish and says, I'm trying to find this thing they call the ocean. The ocean? ? Says the older fish. That's right. That's what you're in now. This, says the younger fish, this is the water. So with that being said, what I took out of that is the older fish has been around the block. It's done some things, knows some things. And there's no, this, the ocean and the water is the same thing. The older fish has experience with life and know that there's no difference between what you say ocean is and what water is. But the younger fish is a young go-getter, and it feels like there's more to do than just be in the water. Like, where's the ocean? I want the big. I don't want to just be in a lake. I just don't want to be in a river. I want to be in the ocean. I want to be where all the big fish are. And so this conversation in Soul, without giving away too much, started when the main character, that's a jazz musician, finally got to play live jazz with another popular jazz musician. But the jazz musician that's the main character is just, you know, your every run-of-the-mill, everyday high school musical teacher. So he finally got to play with one of the big jazz people, that, you know, a big name, a celebrity, so to speak. And through it was all said and done, he said, "Oh, well, that's it? I thought it was going to be more." And then she gave him that quote. And it's just, to me, it's really about how you look at things. And it's hard to not want to be more or do more or be better. Of course, everyone wants to do that. But at the same time, you do have things. You are good at stuff. You're better than a lot of things that you know than most people. You just don't give yourself credit for that. But instead, I deal with the same thing. I want to do more. I want to be more. I want to have more. But I have a lot already. It's a really hard, you know, balance to try to carry in this perspective. Why think of it as just water when it's, you know, why are you trying to differentiate between the ocean and the water? Why are you trying to say that, why don't I drive the Lamborghini, or why don't I have $1 million, or why don't I have these situations so-and-so celebrity or so-and-so big name has? Well, you got a place to stay. Let's start there. That's because I always do this with myself whenever I get on myself too hard. Let's start with what you got. You have something to drive? Check. You have food to eat? Check. You have a TV to watch? Check. Do you have a job? No? Okay. Let's go back over the list and see if you, okay, let's start with, would you have a place? No, you're currently a homeless person living shelter to shelter. That's bad. But maybe you can find a shelter that day. It's all about the perspective. It's hard. It's very easy for me to say. I could never imagine. But if I was in that position, if I had to be in that position, the first thing I would look for is somewhere to be. If I can't find somewhere to be in a building, then I would find somewhere to lay. And then every day is something to be appreciative for, even at that level. And like I said, it's way easier for me to say. I understand that completely. But it's just perspective of it all. We're really, 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 really spoiled in America. I could say 100 more really. We're super, super duper spoiled. And we have all these expectations of how things are supposed to be or how we want them to be. And then it doesn't make any better. Social media, like I always say, is good for family and friends and keeping up with people you may not be able to with, you know, just distance and stuff like that. I like that part of it. But the bad part, you know, in my opinion, is that you get to see the people that make more to you and do more to you and tell you that you're not doing enough. And that's where the problem, I think, starts, is that we always have to chase. And if you're not chasing, then you're a follower. And if you're a follower, you're a nobody. You just follow and do what other people tell you to do. You're not doing nothing with your life. Why does it have to be or even defined as a follower? If you want to define it as that, why can't the person that doesn't follow everybody and doesn't do everything that everybody else says to do is their own leader? Why can't it be that way? So, like I said, we are constantly pressuring each other through all types of means to do better. And that's fine. That's good. That's great. Go look for the ocean. Please go look for the ocean. Give you something to do. But my point is just know that the ocean and water are the same thing. Same exact thing. Whether you want to define it or whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing, and the water that you're in is pretty good. Pretty damn good in most cases. And if you don't have much water to be in or much ground to stand on or any place to stay, you take the little tiny gifts. But most of us have huge gifts. A warm place to stay with food and entertainment. Ordering food. I order food on my phone. I know it makes me sound old and behind the times. You want to stay up with the times. I get it. My point is you have so much at the palm of your hand if you have a phone. Hundreds of years ago, we couldn't even imagine the access of what we have and what we can do and what we already have. And so, yes, do better. Want better. I do, too. I'm right along with you. But, you know, smell the roses, as the saying goes. I like smelling the roses. I think I live my life mostly where the roses are. That's just the way I like to carry myself. I'm slowly figuring out that where the roses are is where I want to be. And no matter what's going on around me, and you know, I like to look at it as I've already been blessed. And I'm just not made to have to always search for the ocean. I'm fine in the water. I like to float in the water. I like to, like, you know, like on my back, I like to float. So that's what I do in life in general. I don't need to constantly be chasing and constantly be trying to someone else. Is just, this is my part of the water. And you say, yes, sometimes I would like to be in the ocean. But if I'm not right now, it's okay. You know, I'll get on myself about it, sure. But I like to smell the roses. Just appreciate the little tiny things, even though they're big things, but still appreciate the little tiny things and see what happens. And I'm just not really made for, and I could, you know, change here and there. People change all the time. But I'm not really set up or geared for the manipulative, I'm trying to be better than, I need this, owe me this, and I'm not, I can't do that, and that's not something that I'm participating in, and I will, you know, it's not my personality, and I, you know, I applaud these big, brash, I got it. You're going to hear me. You're going to see me. I'm the greatest boss ever. I know how to do this. And I, you know, I'm constantly telling everyone that you could be better and do better. You know, that's, and I, you know, I applaud those people. That takes a lot of energy, you know. But I see the ocean. I'm glad it's there. I take a little peek here and there and try to dip my toe in a little bit. But mostly, I know it's water. To me, it's water. And I'm just want to float and figure out as I float. Never stop moving. Never stop floating. But I'm not trying to swim too fast. I don't see the point. But that's my personal preference. Like I said, I applaud the people that just constantly have to be at it and have to get to the ocean. And I get that. And that's the way it should be. But I'm going to keep floating in the water and see what I can find. And it's all different avenues, and it's just different ways to approach this life thing. We're all trying to figure out. There's no real one right answer or solution. It's just figure it out as you go. Try not to lose your mind. You know, we'll try to appreciate it. Because, I mean, it can be bad. It can be bad. I just choose not to complain about it. But you should. You got to get off your chest. That's just the ocean and the water from my end. How I see it.